Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In Psalm 31, David seems to play every note, both in the major and minor keys. In verses 1 and 2, we have David's plea for help. Quote, "Deliver me in your righteousness. Bow down your ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be my rock of refuge." Wait, he reminds himself and us of the Lord's power to save, verses 3 to 5, because, quote, "You are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net which they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength," verses 3 and 4. Following this, there's a lengthy section where he describes the problems he faces, verses 6 to 13. It's a catalog of the emotions of the soul. He speaks of his, quote, "trouble, adversities, grief, sighing, iniquity, reproach," verses 7 to 11, and so on. He concludes his autopsy as follows, quote, "I am forgotten like a dead man, out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. Fear is on every side," verses 12 and 13. He then describes what he hopes will be the outcome of God's aid, verses 14 to 18. Quote, "I say, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies," verses 14 and 15. But can we be in his hand and the enemy's hand too? Impossible. What resources does he have for us? Verses 19 and 20. Quote, "Your goodness," verse 19, "is the believer's supply." And, quote, "Your presence," verse 20, "is the believer's security." Verses 21 and 22 provide a moment of confession where David acknowledges that he had, quote, "said in haste, I am cut off from before your eyes," verse 22. It wasn't true. Quote, "You heard the voice of my supplications when I cried out to you." He always hears, no matter how isolated we feel. Finally, heaven's sunshine breaks through. Quote, "Oh, love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord," verses 23 and 24.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.